are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive, most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program coming up for you today. Bottom of hour number two, Dee Dee Loggison is back with us. Save the Persecuted Christians. We'll talk about what's happening, the atrocities of the CCP, and some updates with regards to just the persecution that's happening to our Christians. 360 million Christians and counting, but 360 million is a number we definitively know, Christians that are being persecuted right now. A one-to-one ratio with the entire population of the United States of America persecuted around the world. And it's high time for the Western church, the American church, to wake up to what's taking place around the world and here at home. And I'll talk to you about something that's happening right here in my little tiny community of Bandera coming up here in just a minute. Top of the next hour, David Wormser is with us. We'll get an update from him. He's got a brand new article out dealing with and talking about the issue of tribalism and how tribalism is playing a role in the wars that we're seeing going on and what's happening and in the resetting of what's taking place in the Middle East, Iran, and the assault on Saudi Arabia and on Israel, and And what this is forcing Israel to have to do relative to its own survival. It really has three options. We'll talk to you about what those are. And we'll get more conversation going about what's happening in Russia and Ukraine. And if you're not following Pastor Vitaly, I really encourage you. He's doing nightly updates live from the Ukraine, and he's just outside of Kiev. I mean, this is someone who is on literally on the front line, and the news reports and even some of the stuff coming out of conservative circles is stunning to me. All right, bottom of the hour, Mark Mix is with us. Yes, Americans are ready to get back to work. We'll talk about that as well. And whatever happened to, I don't know, customer service, you know? I don't think there's even such a thing anymore in most industries. It's American exceptionalism. They've shot at it and in my opinion, blown away the American exceptionalism to the point that we have an entire generation that's growing up thinking that third world country behavior is the norm. And there's, you know, let's see how low we can go rather than how high we can achieve. This is anti-Christian, anti-biblical ideology that creates this. God calls you to be your best. I'm going to give you a quick talk on that very quickly here. I want to welcome my first guest to the program, though. He is the president of Americans for Limited Government, and he helps us to launch every week. Rick Manning is with me. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun to be on, and always interesting to have a weekend to review and all the different things that are going on, kind of take and kind of get reset for a new week. And that's hopefully what we're able to do today.
I'm hoping. Let me share this real quick. This is something that I wrote a couple of years ago. You know how Facebook rings you up memories, and sometimes if you put up something decent, they'll actually, remind you that you did it. As surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their wicked ways and live. Turn from your evil ways. Why will you die? It grieves God when people die in their sins, because the Bible says that he is not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. I am grateful for his grace and mercy that he gives me and that I do not deserve. Grateful for a love greater than I can humanly comprehend, and yet he has given it to me. Jesus was asked once about those perishing and said, "Do you suppose those that were killed when the pillar fell were any greater sinners?" There were present at this season some that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, "Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." America is being given an opportunity to reset. God's stripping away every distraction as he pursues us. "Yea, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, I will come and sup with him." We love him because he first loved us. America was founded by those who were pursuing him, suffering persecution for putting Jesus above the king. Revelation from 1 Samuel 8 had captured their hearts. "No king but Jesus" was the cry of the American Revolution, and a ragtag group of farmers and merchants defeated the greatest army in the history of the earth to date. "Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord." Today, America has strayed and stands at a crossroad, but God's chosen a man whom he's humbled by showing him that only through God can America survive. So here we are at this crossroads, and God is saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go?" Say it with me, folks. Oh, Lord, send me. God's heart is for the lost. Let us align with his heart. Selah. Can't believe I wrote that, Rick. Just look at it and go, wow.
Yeah, sometimes it's pretty amazing to read what you wrote in the past. It's like, wow, I wonder who edited this.
Exactly.
But I know that happens to me quite a bit, unfortunately. It's you always tell the ones where I did one draft and the ones where I did three. It's the ones with one draft a lot more passionate, but they're also a lot more jumpy as I get a phone call or something in the middle of writing it.
Right.
But no, that is beautiful. That was really, really, really beautiful. You know, it just recalls the real call that exists and what we're supposed to be doing on this earth. You know, so many people, even Christians, sit there and say, "I just don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know what I'm called to do." And yeah. It's pretty basic. It's go and make disciples. You know, it's kind of what Jesus kind of ends with.
Yeah.
And so ultimately that's the calling, and whether that and how that looks in your life is different based on the skills and talents that you've been given. But
sure.
If you've been given a skill and a talent, if you don't use it, we know, God will apply it and give it to somebody else. And it's, so use the skills and talents you have to go and make disciples, find work what fits and do that. I don't care if it's having a scrapbooking class.
And you may be in a situation where God has you as a moneymaker. God may be, has given you resources. Find those that are really doing the work and start supporting what they do. And I'll make a little pitch. We can use all the support we can get right now for the radio program and for what we're doing with our ministry in India. I haven't been able to hold a meeting now since September. We have one planned for the 26th of March, this next Saturday. We're going to have a pastor's gathering. We are absolutely, definitely, for sure going to do that because I have some designated funds that have come in specifically for that. But folks, I'm telling you, there are a hurting people there in India, a lower caste, the invisible people that we'd been reaching for the last couple of years that need us. And I believe that the messages that we share, the people that we bring on this program, the platform that we have created that allows people like you, Rick, who I know you do a lot of interviews, you do a lot of media stuff, but this is probably one of the few places that you can go where you can really talk about God and make that a primal focus of how you share the message that you're sharing.
That's absolutely correct. It is a valuable ministry in a lot of ways. It's, the conversation you have with David Wormser, I think later today, brilliant guy expert in what's happening in the Middle East. And you learn so much that you wouldn't learn anywhere else. And the fact you have people like that on as a regular basis, you have D.D. Loggison, who's, elbows deep, neck deep in the fight around the world, to really bring to America's attention, the martyrdom of Christians around the world. And just a great woman who I'm pleased to know and work with on a lot of different things, and giving platforms to people who have, who really are making a difference in the world. And I like to think we make a difference in the world in terms of trying to stand up in Congress on some stuff like, we pumped 25 million emails into Congress opposing the vaccine mandates. Now, did Mitch McConnell care? No. But the fact of the matter is, there were votes in the Senate because of what we did. I was told that by senators. So we force them to have to vote, and all the Republicans say, yeah, we don't want vaccine mandates. Of course, they didn't vote the way, and at the end of the day, they funded them, which kind of you know, they'll have to bear the brunt of that. But it is a, you know, having somebody who stands on biblical principles who's fighting in Congress for limited government matters. So there's a lot of things out there that are really, really people need to know about. People need to feel uplifted about. People have to not feel that they're all alone, as you can often feel in these kind of things. And by your ministry helps people feel as though there is a connected community that is, in fact, fighting, you know, for Christian values as Christians, for everything from religious freedom to helping people, you know, around the world discover Christ, to, you know, standing on Christian values here in Washington, D.C. So it is just a phenomenal ministry you have.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so very much. Again, folks, you know, you can support us. By the way, I need to let you know, our website has been temporarily taken down. GoDaddy so severely messed up all three of my websites on the cPanel. I mean, so severely that we literally had to wipe everything out, and we're having to rebuild all three of our websites. The India site, my personal website, as well as the ministry website of ChosenGenerationRadio.com. So if you're looking for it and you're like, what the heck, what happened here? Well, that's what happened. And we'll talk about that in a minute coming up. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America. Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Coco Lassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite, and it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some Coco Lassus, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon, scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of Coco Lassus. Got my Coco Lassus right here in my cup. Stir it up. You can put a little more, a little less, whatever you prefer. And bottoms up. Oh, man, that's good. Coco Lassus to your health. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And We pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you.
Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Pastor Greg. Welcome back to chosengenerationradio.com. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I welcome back to somewhere. So here's where my head is at. Golly, let me tell you. So here's where my head is at. So what has happened here is that our website got taken down. All three of them got taken down. Right now we have a temporary placeholder up at chosengenerationradio.com. Obviously, we need help. Really, really badly. And you, my listeners, my viewers, you're the source that God wants to use. So if you believe in what we're doing and you believe that it has value, please help me out. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. And I know PayPal, and look, you know what? You have to use the tools that you have. And a tool that I have is the PayPal account, and they haven't shut me down yet, so help me out. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can send a check to Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas, 78003. Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas, 78003. And we will be greatly appreciative of that. And so will our ministry in India, by the way, where we have over 500 churches, 28 freshwater wells so far in the ground. And someone told me just the other day that I was talking to you that they were going to donate another one. So I got to follow up on that to get our 29th freshwater well. $400 puts a freshwater well in the ground, impacts over 150 families. And our sewing school for widows, our Bible school, our orphanage, and then of course, you know, there's what we are doing right here with the radio ministry and our efforts to get out truth. So I was going to tell you too, real quick, Rick, and I know you have a story, and I don't know if you want to share that or not, but you're welcome to. But we've got what's called, so I went this weekend and I saw the film, The Mind Polluters. And if you've not seen it, you need to look up The Mind Polluters movie and you need to reach out to Fearless Films and invite them to come to your community, talk to your pastor, find a church, find a local venue, and invite and set up a showing. Seriously, you need to set up a showing. This needs to be seen in every community. Every parent across the country needs to see what's happening in schools to their kids. And they're doing things like what they're going to do tonight here in Bandera with their Diverse Readers Book Club. They're going to read books about the queer lifestyle to 14-year-olds. That's what they're going to do. They call it a support group. Look, I read you. This isn't about hate. This is about protecting children who are being indoctrinated into something that, if you talk to many of the individuals, even that are caught up, that are bound in it, will tell you they're not happy. It's a destructive lifestyle, and something traumatic took place in almost every case that has triggered this response and this sense of loss of identity, loss of sexual identity. and the pursuit for some form of acceptance, but it's very perverted in what's happening. And a lot of it is related, Rick, to the Kinsey studies. Our entire sex education program is predicated on the idea that children are sexual beings from birth. And Kinsey attempts to prove this, and he writes, I mean, it's in his book, 4-month-old babies were subjected to torture for the purposes of this book. And in one instance, in one of the tables, they say that a 4-month-old had 27 orgasms in 24 hours. That means they kept this kid awake for 24 straight hours, a baby. And they sexually stimulated an infant for 24 straight
hours. Hey, hold on, touch back. They didn't sexually stimulate him.
They tortured.
They sexually assaulted him.
Yes.
Thank you. Let's be clear. This was a sexual assault. It was not in any way, shape, or form. There wasn't consent by any measure. And so that is an assault in every way. And the fact that anybody uses that as a justification, that that when assaulted, a human body performs as designed, is absolutely obscene. And it is in fact the guy should have been jailed.
He's a homosexual pedophile. That's what he is. Well, that's what was proven. And he died of sexual disease, as I understand it. Kinsey did. But nobody wants to talk about that either. The reality is that our comprehensive sex education program in America is predicated on the studies of an absolute sexual pervert madman. And they are introducing that and thrusting that upon your children. It is child abuse. What? And assault.
Go to your own school board. Find out what they're doing.
Go to your school's library.
In the defense of our freedom, there's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative
organizations. My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a 4-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once those that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. So here's what's going on, folks. I sent this out, and one of my good friends is calling and saying, or writing and saying, how are we being targeted? So here's the issue. And let me just share with you what this flyer, what the description is of what's happening and what we're being hit with here in my local little market. The announcement says, I'm excited to announce that for the last couple of months, I have been working on a club at my local library for queer people by queer people, and it's here. Launching March 21st at 5 p.m., the Diverse Readers Book Club and Support Group will hold its first introductory meeting at the local Bandera, Texas Library. Myself and the library director have worked to bring you an inclusive and safe space for talking about things LGBT+. Each month, the club will vote on a queer book or a book by queer authors to take a deep dive into and or read, as well as talking about specific topics related to the queer community each week. A range of discussions will include things like coming out, overcoming discrimination, LGBT+ history, queer artists, and many more, as well as resources like community. Hello? Well, that's interesting. Can I help you?
Yeah, this is Mark Fix. I think you were waiting for me.
Yeah, okay. Hang on, Mark.
I'm listening to you, so go ahead and finish, and I'll be here.
Okay, sounds great. A range of discussions, which include things like coming out, overcoming discrimination, LGBT history, queer artists, and many more, as well as resources like community center, nonprofit organizations, hotlines, etc., will also be available to those that need it. Although this group is aimed at LGBT+ individuals, allies are welcome to sit in and participate for education and support purposes. The first meeting will be an introduction and consist of everyone getting to know each other. Club schedules, resource packets, and activities will be available. So please share this around in your LGBT+ individual or ally support living in Texas and would like to check it out. The club will meet Mondays at a to-be-determined time decided by the library. If you'd like more details, don't hesitate to message. Now, one of the things that's in the original piece is that this is for ages 14+. Read books by and or about BIPOC, BIPOC, and LGBTQ+ authors and characters, ages 14+. This is all a part of, if you watch the documentary, The Mind Polluters, if you have watched the interviews of the educators that are teaching comprehensive sex education, this is all about an indoctrination of children, and challenging them to question their sexuality, to question their sexual desires, and to experiment. And it goes all the way down to 4 and 5 year olds now, because their curriculum says that they believe that little children from zero age, and I talked about this in the last segment, the torture that was done in the Kinsey report, the sexual assault on 4-month-olds, causing them, they write in their book, to orgasm 27 times in a 24-hour period. They had the same kinds of sexual assaults on 4-year-olds. And this is the kind of stuff that's coming, and they said they were going to target small communities. I just encourage you, go to your libraries, read what's in there. Go to the school libraries and read the kind of pornographic material that your children are being exposed to, and ask yourself, should my 5 and 6 and 7 and 8, should my grammar school kids, should my junior hires be exposed to this? Should my high schoolers even be exposed? Under 18, should they be exposed to this explicit pornographic material and indoctrinated into it and desensitized so that they can then be groomed and used? That's why we're having so many of the issues we're having, including issues with employment and getting good workers into the workforce. Mark Mix, President, National Right to Work, is with me. Mark, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Well, it's good to have you. Good to be with you, Greg. Appreciate the opportunity. Sorry for the little snafu on our end. But look, yeah, I just was listening to your last little segment there. And, you know, the issues that we may talk about here pale in compared to what you're talking about. And, you know, my wife and I, as a personal note, we have 6 children, and we were able to basically successfully keep them out of the government school system through their formative years and kept 1 or 2 of them at home while we educated them. But yeah, this is exactly the reason why parents ought to be paying attention, not only what's going on in their schools, but now we have to watch out in our little libraries too, apparently, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, you need to be aware of this, because again, I just there's permanent damage that then has to be undone at some point in their lives. And you know, as a pastor, as a follower of Christ, I'm not doing this out of hate. I'm doing this out of love. I am just devastated. And I'm devastated not just for the kids, because the people who are doing this don't even understand. Read The Overhauling of Straight America, a document written in 1989 that discusses this exact scenario and how they intend to get to the place that they are at, and how they reveal in the document that they know that this has nothing to do with being born this way. This is all about a choice, and it's all about influencing children and a culture and a society to view their sexual deviance as acceptable. And the only way to make that happen is to start attacking the core root values of our culture. That's the only way to do it. And that's why they have made an entrance into the churches, and they have attempted to create confusion about the validity of what God's word says. And it's an old tact, Mark. It's the tact that Satan used with Eve at the garden. Did God really say? That's the root of the question. Did God really say that men shouldn't be having sex with men? Did God really say that you shouldn't put a round peg in a square hole?
Yeah. Well, you know, bringing it back to the issue that that I'm a little bit more familiar with in the facilitation of this type of agenda. No, Greg, I mean, seriously, when you think about how this is permeating the government school system, one of the main drivers of that philosophy and of this type of cultural transition, if you will, that's not even, that word's not even fair to use, are the teachers unions. And you have to look no farther than what's happened, you know, the exposing of the teachers unions over the last 2 years with COVID. I mean, we have radical leaders of these teacher unions that are basically involved in every decision in the government school system, and they're pushing this agenda as much as anyone. I mean, you have the president of the American Federation of Teachers, who's the AFL-CIO affiliate, who is a lesbian, is married to another woman, and I use that word, is joined to, I don't know what how we call it. I guess it's civil union or whatever it is.
Whatever.
But, yeah, they have no, yeah, they have, she doesn't have any children, but yet she controls kind of the agenda of one of the largest teacher unions in the country with an impact on government school systems across the nation. And, you know, school boards have recognized this unions for monopoly bargaining privileges. And it's not about wages and benefits. It's about curriculum, what you're teaching, what books are in the library.
Right.
We've seen an explosion of that awareness in here in Northern Virginia when the Loudoun County parents, you know, started looking at some of the books that were in their library and available to fourth graders and available to eighth graders and available in middle schools. I mean, in the fact that they're available in high schools doesn't soften it either when you talk about
Absolutely.
The nature of the communication these unions are supporting. It just, it's outrageous. And I think hopefully, Greg, parents are waking up to that, and there will be a change and there will be a pushback, and people will get back to understanding what's happening in the schools as opposed to just letting the government take care of our kids. That's not a solution. And union officials in the government sector have decided it's a primary mechanism for changing what culture is like here in the United States.
And again, I'll have you reiterate, you know, again, the position of this person, because I've talked to my sister who's in the education world, and she said, you know, that's why they finally left California. She was teaching teachers out of Biola, a Christian university, and having to teach the teachers how to try to work around this, because you can't teach if you don't join the union. They squeeze you out. Back right after this. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Coco Lassus. Coco Lassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite. And it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some cocoa molasses, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon, scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of cocoa molasses. Got my cocoa molasses right here in my cup. Stir it up. You can put a little more, a little less, whatever you prefer. And bottoms up. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strong. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. You know, Mark, as we were talking about all this stuff in the green room, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, you and I could probably have like an hour long at least conversation on labor issues, right? On just, I mean, because, you know, if I, we were talking about, I mentioned in my previous segment, all my websites had to be taken down. Because GoDaddy had so messed up the coding and all the back end pieces of the website were so jumbled and messed up and incorrectly layered that they literally, their own expert people, couldn't undo what their techs had done over the course of probably the last year, year and a half. It was just that severely bad. And, you know, I talked about with the gentleman, the supervisor who helped us, you can't build on shifting sand. It's hard, right? We've got a labor force that, because of what we talked about, the teachers union and the education system, is a group of individuals that are coming out. It's not their fault. We're not attacking people. We're educating about a system, and hopefully, you know, you talk about woke. Well, we need to wake people up to what the real truth is of what's really going on, because woke is all deception and all a lie.
Yeah. It's, you know, and it manifests itself in just about every institution, and whether it be in the government school system or the so-called higher education system, whether it's involved in private sector workforces and certainly in government policy. What we found from a labor perspective is, you know, first and foremost, over the last 2 years, just breaking it down to the so-called COVID years here, or the COVID years, not so-called COVID years, you know, the government got in the business of paying people to stay home. And you could make more money staying home than you could going out and finding a job, and that's not the correct incentive and the correct stimulus, if you will. You want to continue to, for people to continue to grow and learn skills like making sure websites are up and running and they're coded properly, and you know, the separation between rank and file workers and union officials who are driving the agenda of this administration and driving the push in the school system for issues that have nothing to do with reading and writing and arithmetic, mm-hmm. Those basic things that we counted on our school system to help our children learn as they move through that process. Now it's more, to your point, Greg, an indoctrination where they're using that mechanism to do that. And this union monopoly power comes through on all of these fronts. I mean, you know, we talked briefly in the green room about the energy policy, and we mentioned, you know, the idea that this president basically is making us subservient to other countries now for energy, when we were, just a couple years ago, we were energy independent under the policies of the previous administration. And now these union officials who endorsed Joe Biden, put money in his campaign and helped get him elected, have ended up putting rank and file union members on the unemployment line with the cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline and the suspension of oil and gas exploration on federal lands. That put lots of union households, you know, in real jeopardy. So this notion that this guy says, well, I'm, you know, the most pro-union president in the country, it really doesn't play out in reality. And unlike the things they talk about with our school system and other institutions about how, you know, we're doing this and doing that, when you see the real result of what the policies of this administration and those people that are behind it are pushing, you find out that it's poisoning lots of different systems across the country.
It really is. It is absolutely, again, and to the point of this issue, as an example, right? The woke culture is teaching these kids that petrofuels, petroleum, oil, and natural gas are enemies of the environment, that they are hurtful and they are harmful, and so therefore, there's a lawsuit, and I don't know where it's at right now. The Southern Poverty Law Center was engaged in this, but you had children that were suing the previous administration over contaminating the air, and that this was detrimental to their health. And there was a judge out in this, I think it was in the state of Washington, that decided to go ahead and let the lawsuit go forward.
Yeah. It. Well, you know, there's so much here, Pastor Greg, to unpack, and you know, it's almost hard to stay focused when you're being overwhelmed by, you know, the kind of assaults on all fronts, and you know, the idea of energy policy. I, you know, the Secretary of Transportation says that you know, we can get over $6 a gallon gas prices by buying an electric vehicle that costs what, $65,000 right now. I mean, it's just the disconnect on so many fronts is hard to take, and obviously when you get back to the so-called political correctness or the woke culture, which seems to have dominated, although maybe, you know, it feels like that they pushed a little too hard, and there is a reaction. For every action, there is a reaction, and I think the left understands very effectively how to push that action. They, you know, they take those two steps forward and they're willing to retreat one step and then take two steps forward and then one step back, and somehow we think we're fixing things when we look back over our shoulder, we realize just how far we've come culturally, and just how far we've come from a standpoint of labor policy and the idea of giving private organizations the ability to force people to pay union dues in order to get or keep a job. And those are issues that are a little bit older than the quote woke controversy we deal with, but they're all mixed together pretty much.
It is absolutely a fact. And one of the things, you know, when we look at, you know, again, going back to the energy and the amount of people, there are, these are $50,000 a year jobs that by the flip of a switch, what was it, 150,000 people lost their jobs? Some, I mean, it was a very large number of individuals that were suddenly unemployed. And communities, when you think about the dollar supposed to turn over in a community seven times. So you take a $50,000 a year salary in a smaller community, which is where a lot of this action was taking place. That's $350,000 of turnover in a community, restaurants and gas stations and appliances and all kinds of things, home improvement, all those kinds of things, no longer happening. Overnight, economies crushed.
Yeah, and then government tries to make it up by increasing their power over people by, you know, by subsidizing it, and it just doesn't work, and we know that. And hopefully there's a correction in the future, and we hope so sooner rather than later. That's for sure.
Amen. Amen. Tell folks how they can reach you real quick, please.
Yeah, they can find us at nrtw.org, nrtw.org, and get all their questions answered about their workplace rights. Thank you, Pastor Greg.
God bless you, Mark. Thank you.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present, one's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.